ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text number 61. Shri Narada Vacha Iti Daityapatehe Vakyam Ditihi Akarnya Sasmusha Putrashokam Kshanat Tyaktva Tatve चित्तम अधारयत। श्री नारद उवाच इति दैत्यपतेर्वाक्यम् दितिराकर्ण्य संश्नुषा पुत्रशोकं क्षणात् त्यक्त्वा तत्वे चित्तम अधारयत्। श्री नारद उवाच इति दैत्यपतेर्वाक्यम् दितिराकर्ण्य संस्नुषा पुत्रशोकं क्षणात् त्यक्त्वा तत्वे चित्तम् अधारय। श्री नारद उवाच इति दैत्यपतेर्वाक्यम् दितिराकर्ण्य संस्नुषा पुत्रशोकं क्षणात् त्यक्त्वा तत्वे चित्तम् अधारय। श्री नारद उवाच श्री नारद मुनि सेड इति दस Daityapatehe, of the king of the demons. Vakyam, the speech. Ditihi, Diti, the mother of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Akarnya, hearing. Sa Snusha, with the wife of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Putra Shokam, the great bereavement for her son Hiranyaksha. Putra the Kshanat, immediately. Tyaktva, giving up. Tatve, in the real philosophy of life. Chittam, heart. Adharayat, engaged. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Narada Muni continued, the Didi, mother of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, heard the instructions of Hiranyakashipu along with her daughter-in-law. Rushabhanu, Hiranyaksha's wife. She then forgot her grief over her son's death and thus engaged her mind and attention in understanding the real philosophy of life. Purport. When a relative dies, one certainly becomes very much interested in philosophy. But when the funeral ceremony is over, one again becomes attentive to materialism. Even daityas, who are materialistic persons, sometimes think of philosophy when some relative meets death. The technical term for this attitude of the materialistic person is samshan vairagya, or detachment in a cemetery or place of cremation. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, four classes of men receive an understanding of spiritual life and God. Artha, the distressed. Jijnasu, the inquisitive. Artharthi, one who desires material gains. And Jnani, one who is searching for knowledge. Especially when one is very much distressed by material conditions, one becomes interested in God. Therefore, Kunti Devi said in her prayers to Krishna that she preferred distress to a happy mood of life. In the material world, one who is happy forgets Krishna or God. But sometimes one is actually pious, but in distress, he remembers Krishna. Queen Kunti Devi, therefore, preferred distress because it is an opportunity for remembering Krishna. When Krishna was leaving Kunti Devi for his own country, Kunti Devi regretfully said that she was better off in distress because Krishna was always present. Whereas, now that the Pandavas were situated in their kingdoms, Krishna was going away. For a devotee, distress is an opportunity to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purports of 7th Canto, 2nd Chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is said that a son kills the father twice. You know, it is said that when the child is born, especially a son, usually mothers, they are very fond of, women, they are very fond of the sons, and father, men, they are fond of their daughters. So, a lady loves her son so much, that as soon as he is born, the man loses his wife, because she dedicates all her time and attention to her son only. Then she tends to neglect the husband. Another time the boy kills the father when he dies. If it so happens that a young son dies, it is said that for a man there is no greater sorrow than having to lose a son in death. Putra Shokam, it is called Putra Shokam. it is very, very distressful for any person like that. So here, even though it is the nature of the woman, it is like that. Whatever may be, the son may be a rascal, drunkard, murderer, rapist, but mother will not cease to love the son. That is the nature of a mother. That is why Prabhupada said, in this world only there is a bit, the thing that between man and woman, that is not love at all. It is lust. It is not, when somebody says I love you, it is I lust you. Right? One devotee was saying, love at first sight, divorce at first fight. You know? Like that. So, it is like that. As soon as there is, but between, but the only love that exists between Krishna and devotees and mother and the son, that is selfless. Mother loves the child selflessly. Whatever may be the son, the love, mother simply loves the child. So we'll be surprised to know Hiranyaksha, even though he was a big demon and he was troubling the entire world so much, but Mother Diti, she's lamenting so much because, you know, even though he's a rascal, still she loves him. So that's why they are so much lamenting like that. So this is how it is. When in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when the Abhimanyu was killed, so actually the plan was Dronacharya, Duryodhan was blaming, you know, Dronacharya, you also don't be like Bhishma Dev. He has taken a vow that he will not kill any Pandavas, you know. So he was simply killing the Sainiks, every day 10,000 Sainiks. What is the use? No, I want at least one Pandava. Dronacharya said, you are foolish. You don't know that nobody can kill Pandavas. You know, nobody can kill Pandavas. Then Duryodhana said, okay, you do one thing, you don't want to kill Pandavas. At least, you know, Yudhishthir ko bandhi banalo. You just make him a war prisoner. Once the king becomes a prisoner, then the war is lost. Okay? Then he said, you take away, as long as Arjuna is near to Yudhishthir Maharaj, I cannot do anything. You make some arrangement, you take him away, you know, from far from the battlefield, and I will take, you know, I will take care of the rest. You know, I will arrest, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj. Like that, you know, then Susharma, Trigartha Veeras, they have taken away Arjuna. You know, somehow, then Padma Vyuha was, you know, enacted. And then Abhimanyu got killed. So by the time Arjuna came back, so he understood that something bad happened. She was crying a lot. So then they said, you know, Abhimanyu got killed. So he was crying and lamenting so much, Arjuna, because he was very dear to, you know, Arjuna. Right? Like that. So at the time, Vyasadeva came. You know, this question was raised. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, you know, second chapter. Atachainam nitya jatam nityam va manyate mritam tatapitvam mahabaho nainam shojitum arhasi. So he was, Krishna is teaching, nasato vidyate bhavo nabhavo vidyate sataha ubayorupi drishtantas tvanios tatvadarshibihi. You know, soul has no death, najayate mriyate va kadachi nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuyaha ajo nityaha shashatayam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Entire Bhagavad Gita is about this only, no? How the soul is eternal, body is temporary. There, no, jatasya hi dhruvan mrityuhu, dhruvan janma mrtasya cha, tasmad aparihariyate natvam shochitum arhasi. For somebody who has taken birth, death is inevitable. For somebody who is dead, Birth is inevitable for something which is, you know, which cannot be avoided. Why are you lamenting? All this knowledge was given, right? So the question was raised by one devotee when Prabhupada gave a lecture on second canto Bhagavatam. After hearing Bhagavad Gita so much, and then he said that also, Nasto Moho Smriti Labda. You know? Like that, I have regained my consciousness. You know, Tvat Prasadat Maya Achyuta Stitosmi Gata Sandeha. You know, Karishe Vachanam Tava. My dear Krishna, now, you know, Nasto Moha Smriti Labda. All my illusion is gone. Nasto Moha Smriti Labda. I regained my consciousness, memory. You know, Tvat Prasadat Maya Achyuta. By your mercy, I got all these things. Stitosmi, I am well situated. Gata Sandeha. Gata means going. Sandeha. Ran out of the window. All my doubts. Karishye Vachanam Tava. I will do whatever you say. After doing all these things, Arjuna, why he was lamenting? Right? One devotee asked Shri Prabhupada this question. You know, it's very surprising. Arjuna directly heard from Krishna all this knowledge. Death is inevitable and all. Why is he crying so much? You know, Srila Prabhupada replied, for anybody, whether it is a devotee or non-devotee, when somebody dies, especially a dear son, lamentation is there. But if you see Arjuna, even though he was lamenting, but the ultimate thing is service to Krishna. That he has not given up out of lamentation, due to lamentation. So that you have to note like that. Then, like this, Vyasadev came. Then he was, pacifying Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was feeling very guilty. That, you know, because of me, Abhimanyu died. Like that. Then, Vyasadev, he explained to him. But actually, in the beginning there was no death. In the beginning there was no death in the world. Then everywhere there is population, there was no place to stand and sit or anything, you know, because nobody, only people are taking birth and nobody was dying. And it is, the whole world is full of people, especially earthly planet. Then all the demigods, they went and requested to Brahmaji that, you know, what to do about this, you know, everywhere, you know, overpopulation, like that, what to do, like that. So Brahmaji sat in meditation, was thinking, you know. So from his thought, mind, one very beautiful lady, she was born. You know, she was born. Then she asked Brahmaji, what is my duty? Then he said, you are Mrityu Devata. You know. No, I don't want to do this dirty job. You know, people will blame me, they curse me. This is that. You know, like that. She said, I am not going to do. Like that she went and she started doing tapasya in Himalayas. After many years of tapasya, Brahmaji came. Said, what are you doing here? Yeah. So I don't want, please relieve me from this job of, killing people. He said, I thought about it, and then you are born, so you are destined to do this. You only have to do this. You know? Then she started crying and crying. You know? So Brahmaji collected the tears in his hands. You know? In his hands. Then Brahmaji asked, what is your problem? Why you don't want to do this job? He said, no, I will get bad name, people will curse me, this, that. Said, okay, you don't worry. Yeah, that is your problem, no? That you will get the bad name. Okay, I will save you from that. So these are all the tears are there. All these tears are diseases. They will convert into diseases. You know, diseases. Then he created one more person, that is old age. You know, so these two will be your assistants. Diseases and old age. And they will keep their do their job, and you will be in the background, nobody will blame you. Then Mrityu Devata said, okay, I will do that. Right? So this is the inside story of how Mrityu came in this world. Like that. So since then, she is doing her job. You know, killing people. And nobody can, can be saved from this onslaught of death. However powerful one may be. Right? Suppose somebody is a very rich man. Right? Like Bill Gates, he is the richest man in the world. Right? If the Bill Gates says to Yamaraj, Yamadutas, please I'll take some money. Luckily they are not Indians, Otherwise 99% Indians are corrupt. okay, thoda. like that. So Yamadutas, So if he tries to bribe the Yamadutas, I said no, Bill Gates, Bill Barna hai, chalo. Right? Chitta dikhayenge, karna hai tumko. Like that. Suppose if some Miss Universe, if she says, I am so beautiful, spare me. I said, no, chalo. Right? Everybody has to, like that. So this lamentation will always be there. Prabhupada writes in the purport. In the devotees, they are a little bit crazy, right? When somebody dies, devotees, they chant and dance. Right? Other people, they think, Hare Krishna wale sab hatke se. And everybody cries and you all dance. What is this? Right? Once Madhudvisha Prabhu told one story. In 1975, when Srila Prabhupada was in America, when in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada initiated one young lady and her mother. And then later on Prabhupada came to Vrindavan. Prabhupada came to Vrindavan and he met them in Vrindavan. And then he recognized, oh, you are from New Vrindavan. Like that, he told. So he asked, where are you staying? They said, we are staying in the guest house. Prabhupada told, every day you come for Mangalarti. He said. So they were coming. After some time, Prabhupada observed that these two ladies, they are not coming for Mangalarti. So Prabhupada, he called Dhananjay Prabhu. Then he said, come Dhananjay, find out why these two ladies are not coming from Mangalarti. So Dhananjay Prabhu went to their guest house room and then inquired. So Prabhupada, then he found out that young girl, she was having cancer. And then she was in great pain. Prabhupada told Dhananjay Prabhu, temple president means your father of all devotees. Every day, go and bring her in your arms for Mangalarti. Like that. So later on, she died. It is sometime in the mid-summer, May, June, like that. So Srila Prabhupada inquired because what is the funeral ceremony about and all. So they inquired from Gaudi Mutt. Then because she is a young girl, not married, so they said they should burn the body. So they went and burned the body on the bank of Yamuna. So later on, all the disciples came back and told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, today very wonderful thing happened. He said, what is that? Prabhupada, it never happened. In midsummer, it was raining. Prabhupada smiled and said, it is not rain. Because one very beautiful soul is going back to Godhead. Demigods are showering flowers. So that is why when devotees, they die, they don't lament. Of course, for a disciple, the passing away of the spiritual master is like a thunderbolt. The greatest misery, the separation from the, spiritual master or a pure devotee of the Lord is like a thunderbolt, by getting hit by a thunderbolt. But still the devotees, they don't lament like ordinary people, because when a devotee dies, they are very happy that he will go back home, back to Godhead, to join the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Like that, that is why devotees, they are very unique. Wow. Indrajit Maharaj was writing that there is one girl, she was stricken with cancer, And everybody, many devotees in Vrindavan, she is staying in Vrindavan. And then everybody was, they went to console her. You know, she was about to die. But everybody, to everybody's surprise, she was smiling. And there was no need to console her. Rather, she is preaching to everybody. You know, it is like this. You know, like that. So this is the thing. So, this death is inevitable, but Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Samshana Vairagya is there. Sometimes when we read scriptures, temporarily there is renunciation. What is this enjoyment? You know, woman's body is all made of stool, urine and all. Yeah, you remember that story? Right? But after some time, that vairagya goes away. Right? After having sex, for some time there is vairagya. But again after some time, again it comes back. Then after going to the burial ground, and then you bury the person, then again, for some time, what is this, you know, jate, aate samay, mutti band ke aayare bande, right? Haath fasa ke jayega, right? Aisa kuch Kabir ka gaana hai. When we take birth, we are born, you know, our fist closed. But when we die, so we lose everything. Empty handed we'll go. Like that, when Alexander the Great was about to die, he told his ministers, when you are cremating me, you take me, yatra, shav yatra, that time put me in a coffin and then make two holes. And then let my hands, come out of those holes, hang. They asked why? Because Alexander the Great conquered the whole world, but while going with the empty hands. Right? Everybody knows all these things. But after some time, by the time Samshan Vairagya is there, by the time the fire is extinguished, reaches home and change the janav and take bath and wear fresh cloth, and again that vairagya goes away. Vairagya goes away. So it is very important. That is why I am saying that then renunciation that you get by practicing devotion service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahityukam. It is said that Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Anybody who performs pure devotion service to Vasudeva Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Janayati means is born. Ashu means immediately. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Renunciation. Jnanam, knowledge. Ahetikam, without any cause. So, by performing the renunciation that we get by practicing devotional service, the knowledge we get by practicing devotional service, that knowledge and that renunciation are permanent. Not that, we get some renunciation by all these things. So that is why we should be practicing devotion service very seriously. Prabhupada mentions another point, Artho Artharthi Jinyasur Jnanicha Bharatarshaba. Chaturvida Bhajantima Jana Sukritino Arjuna. There are four kinds, Sukriti and Dushkriti. Dushkriti means rascals who are very sinful. And Sukriti, those who are pious. Right? So Prabhupada writes, these four kinds of people, they come to Krishna. Prabhupada says they are not pure devotees, but still it is better. Still better they are coming to God. Right? So Prabhupada says in one lecture in Pinkerton's prayers, but you know, these atheistic people, communists, they tell, "Are you going to the church every day? Oh God, give us our daily bread." Is God giving? No. Then you ask, "Oh communist friend, give us daily bread," and you see what will happen. And they will say, "Oh communist friend, give us our daily bread." Then they will give the bread. See, God, you are saying, "Oh God, give us our daily." He is not giving, but we are giving. So who is greater? Prabhupada said, "Rascal, where from you got this bread, you know, to make gehu, you know, grains to make the bread?" They don't understand like that. But Prabhupada says, but this is not the highest thing in the world, you know, to ask, you know, God to give us, you know, because actually it's not required. Just like a child, he doesn't go to his mother and ask, "Oh mother, please give me my idli sambar." Right? Idli sambar is ready, you know, without asking. Right? Like that, Krishna is making arrangements for all of us. You know, we don't have to worry. You know, but there is a higher thing than this, you know, Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam. But still, it is better than, you know, communists who decry God. So those who are Sukriti, Prabhupada writes that if they are in trouble, they go to Krishna. Right? Those who are Dushkriti, they blame God. Right? There is one guy, Jewish rabbi, you know, he wrote a book, "Why Bad Things Happen to Good People." You know, very famous. In ISKCON we keep giving lecture on this. Right? Why bad things happen to good people. Rasraj who gave once lecture, "Bad things happen to bad people, good things happen to good people." Right? That is the topic. Right? Actually it is not true. Why bad things happen to good people? Bad things don't happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. And good things happen to good people. So this topic is wrong. Because his son is only 13 years old, but he has got some disease called progeria or something, which makes him old. At the age of 13, he became old like a 60-year-old man. You know? So his argument was, if God is very kind, why my son is suffering like this? If you say that because of your sinful activities one suffers, this is such a small boy, how he could have committed sinful activities? So, you know, that means either God is not there. If God is there, he is unkind. You know, like that. So why bad things happen to good people? There is one very famous, I think he is a journalist or something, politician, Arun Shori. You know, he also wrote a book on this, how his son, you know, suffering so much and all. So people, because they are Dushkriti, they think that, you know, God is punishing us. But Prabhupada said, somebody told, if God is there, why so many people got killed in Second World War? Prabhupada said that, you know, in Germany, many ladies, they were all praying to God, "Please bring us our husbands back, those who went to battlefield war." But none of them came back. You know? So all these ladies, Prabhupada said, they became atheists. So no, we prayed to God to please bring back. So we all think, you know, that all this, you know, this is less intelligence. We think that God is our servant. You know? If you read Bhagavad Gita, Krishna never said, "If you become my devotee, I will not give you any troubles." Did he say? Huh? Did he promise? Huh? Did any time Krishna promised? No, 14th, second verse, second chapter, 14th verse only he was saying. Because they paraphrase, you know. "Okay, you are saying, Dehi no smiryata dehe komaram evaram jara, tata dehandra prapti dhirastata namahiti." Commentators, you know, paraphrase. "Okay, Krishna, Arjuna was saying, Okay, Krishna, that is okay. But still, you know, Bhishma Dev and all, they go to another body. But I cannot meet them. I cannot take guidance from them. I cannot, you know, what do all these things. You should stop this killing of, you know, Bhishma Dev and all. But Krishna, did he say, no. I will protect everybody, you will not die. No. He said, Matras Prashastu Kaunteya, Sitoshna Sukadukkada, Agamo Apayino Anityas, Tam Titiksha Subharata. You know, just like summer and winter come and go, in the same way, happiness and distress come and go. You have to tolerate. So that is the Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, recently one of our devotees, son died, very young. Well, then they started blaming Krishna and all. They are in great distress and all. Then I sent, I was thinking, what to reply to them. Then I got a very good idea. Means Krishna inspired me. Said, I told them, see, Krishna's own mother and father, they were put in the jail. They were put in the jail. And his own brothers, six of them, Krishna, they were killed. But Devaki and Vasudev, they never blamed Krishna. You are God, what is the use of you having you as son? Your own brothers are getting killed. What kind of God you are? you are not able to protect. Right? Prabhupada says, when in this material world, even if you are Krishna, you own Krishna's mother and father, still you will be put into trouble. That is the nature of the world. Nature of the world. So, that is why Bhishma Dev also is saying, Aho kastam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana, jivitam narhate klishtam, vipra dharma achutashraya. Aho kastam, what kind of troubles you have? Aho anyayam, what kind of injustice is done? Yadyuyam dharmanandana, you are the son of Dharmaraj, personified dharma. The troubles that you got, actually, it is very, very difficult to live. Jivitam narhati klishtam. You deserve to die because of among so much problems, so much distress. Because still you are alive, because vipra dharma achyuta ashrayaha. Because you have taken shelter of the brahmanas. Achyuta, Lord Krishna and dharma, you have taken shelter of these three things, that's why you are alive. Another verse I forgot. Bhishma Dev is saying, Are Arjuna Dandapani, he is the most greatest archer, Sarvashesh Dhanurdhar. And Bhima, Sarvashesh Gadadhar. And Krishna, your own friend. I am very surprised how you have got so many problems. Krishna is your dear friend. Arjuna is the greatest archer. And Bhima is the greatest warrior. Still you got, Krishna is Vasudeva is your well-wisher. Still you got so many problems. Prabhupada writes, beautiful purport. All of you should read. So Prabhupada says, there is no shortage of material resources for Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Krishna Swayam, his friend. But still why you got troubles? Because we should understand that this is Krishna's will. By the influence of time, everybody, has to undergo all these problems. And that time is the representative of Krishna. And when we got all these resources, still we are getting trouble. That means it is the will of Krishna. And for something which is beyond our abilities, one should not lament. We should take the orders by our head and accept. All this like that. Very beautiful purpose. Like that. So it is those who are in distress, if somebody is in Sukriti, they will actually go to Krishna. Those who are in Dushkriti, they will blame God. Right? But the epitome of all prayers, the best prayer, which nobody dares to pray. Right? How many of us want to pray? Please raise your hands. Vipada santuna shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yasyat apunar bhava darshanam. Please raise your hands. How many of you want to? Actually, I by hearted Pinputis prayers, I may recite. But is it coming from the heart? My dear Krishna, take me away all the posts, all the money, and keep me as a beggar in front of Hare Krishna land. Right? I'm always afraid. Sab, you know, mandir se nikal diya, kuch ho gaya, kya ho gaya? Right? Many people, they are afraid, right? But Queen Kunti is praying, my dear Krishna, give you, troubles more and more. Right? Is there any devotee, who prayed like this? Or who can pray? Who can dare to pray? Actually, my dear Krishna, please give me more and more troubles so that I can, Anybody is there? Actually, knowledge is something and vijnana is something. Right? Practical knowledge and realized knowledge and... So what we are having is information. This prayer, that prayer, this is there, that is there, Krishna said this, Krishna said that, Arjuna said that. But practical, realized knowledge is something. when we get realized knowledge, that time we pray, oh my Krishna, please. Right? So this is a ultimate prayer. So Prabhupada says, this rascal Darwin, he says that survival of the fittest, struggle for existence. But that rascal doesn't know, nobody is fit enough to survive. That is one point he makes. Right? Then he says that he says that you should know how to become fit. There are two things. We see that if somebody falls into the ocean, even an expert swimmer also, he has to keep on swimming. And it is a great struggle. Even for an expert swimmer also, after 30-40 laps, he becomes very tired. That too, regular swimming pool and all. But you just imagine, in the middle of the ocean, 100 feet deep, 200 feet deep. And then you are constantly swimming. How difficult it is. Prabhupada says, this is the struggle for existence. And everybody has to struggle in this world. Prabhupada says, but this Darwin, he doesn't know that, how to become fit. Apunar Bhava Darshanam. So he says that Prabhupada made a very beautiful point. Okay, we got this body, American body or Indian body. So in America, you are well taken care of. Well taken care of. But Dehino Sming Yata Dehe Komaram Evanam Chara. You have to change the body. Suppose you are very proud, America, very rich, beautiful body, enjoying. And after some time, you have to change. Suppose you go to America, you become an American cow. That means you are ready for slaughter. Right? You'll get slaughtered. You'll become a McDonald's burger. Right? Like that. Prabhupada says, this changing of the body is very risky. So, Prabhupada says, we should stop this process of changing the bodies. That is why Queen Kunti is praying, my dear Krishna, Vipada Santuna Shashwat, Tatra Tatra Jagadguru, whenever there is a trouble, we are able to remember your lotus feet. Bhavato Darshanam Yasyat, Apunar Bhava Darshanam. When we remember your lotus feet, when we remember your lotus feet, then there will be no repetition of birth and death. Right? So Prabhupada says, Sadatat Bhava Bhavita, he says, suppose he gives this example, suppose if somebody asks you to dance on the stage, and then you want to receive claps, he imitates, But it is not possible. Just to go on the stage and practice, you know. You have to practice for many, many years, rehearsal. If you say, no, I don't want to do rehearsal. You know? Straight program on the stage. No. You know? Yeah, you have to do rehearsal. Then you will get claps when you do dance. Like that, Prabhupada says, you must practice this Krishna consciousness. Shrunvanti gayanti grunanti abhikshanashah smaranti nandanti tave hitam janah tavayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaha paramam padambujam. You know, shrunvanti, Prabhupada says, everything, our devotional service starts with hearing. Shrunvanti gayanti, you know, singing the glories of the Lord. Grunanti, receiving, taking it seriously. Grunanti, you know, abhikshana shaha means 24 hours. You know, shrunvanti gayanti grunanti abhikshana shaha. Smaranti, you know, if you do chanting and hearing and chanting, then you can remember. Smaranti. Nandanti means tavihitam janaha. When we see some devotee practicing devotional service, chanting and dancing, if you become happy, that is called nandanti. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cut open the seal of love of Krishna, it became samundar, ocean of love of Krishna. All those devotees who come to ISKCON and join and chant and follow this process, you know, they all will drown in the Krishna Prema, ocean of Krishna Prema. Right? Then he said, all those devotees who are staying outside and practicing Krishna consciousness, you know, they also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Right? All those people who are helping Krishna consciousness movement by giving them donations, they also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Then Prabhupada says that all those people who say, oh, these Hare Krishnas are very nice, you know, they are not doing anything. They say, these Hare Krishnas are very nice. Then they also will drown in the ocean of Krishna Prema. But these Mayavadis, they will only float. Right? Like that. So, Prabhupada says that this, what happens if you chant, if you hear about Krishna, Shrinvanti, Gayanti, if you sing the glories of Krishna, you know, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti, taking seriously, what happens? You know, Prabhupada, Nandanti, you become very happy by seeing devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. You know, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshanasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Tavayeva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam. You know, Tavayeva Pashyanti, you will be able to see what? You know, Achirena Tavakam, without delay. I know. What you will see? Bhava Pravaha Paramam Padambujam. My dear Krishna, those who do these things, you know, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti, they will be able to see your lotus feet. Then what happens? Bhava Pravaha Paramam, Uparamam, Bhava Pravaha. Prabhupada says that this ocean has currents like Pacific Ocean, you know, huge, currents are there, waves are there. They just drown big ships, such huge. And in such a river, such a ocean, you are fallen. Very, very difficult. You know? Like that, this ocean of material existence is like that. You know, it's like that. So it is said, there are six waves of ocean of existence, material existence. You know what are they? Hunger, thirst, birth, old day, death, and shoka and moha. These are the six waves of material existence. What are they? We are all early in the morning, you know, we feel thirsty, you know. So it is said that by 2060 there will be big wars taking place for water. Modern people are so foolish, you know. For something which is essential, we polluted that. air and water, they are very most essential things, you know, for happy living. Air, they are, you know, completely polluted, and water is, all the rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, all the rivers, they are completely polluted. So people will die of thirst, many in lakhs like that. So anyway, we have to make arrangement for water every day, Then papi pet ka sawal hai, bolte hai na. Every day they have to travel from Virar to Churchgate, Churchgate to Virar, 7-5 Virar local, Churchgate local, they are hanging. very bad situation in Mumbai, everywhere. So Prabhupada was crying when he was in Chicago. He came to know that people come from Canada to America to work. Hey, what are they doing? Like that, Prabhupada was crying another time when Panihati, every day they would travel from Panihati to Calcutta. Hare, what happened to our Bengalis? Like that, Prabhupada was crying. So this these waves are always troubling us. Then shoka and moha. Shoka means lamentation, moha means illusion. Shoka and moha. Then janma and mrityu. So these six waves. So Queen Kunti is saying that if you do this business of chanting and dancing in the kirtan, So another verse, yad kirtanam, yad smaranam, yad ikshanam, yad vandanam, yad shravanam, yad shravanam vandanam, lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasha, tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. This is a prayer by Sukadeva Goswami, Mangalacharan prayer. So very beautiful, Prabhupada explained in the Queen Kunti's prayers only, that anybody who is doing kirtanam, yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, one who sings the glories of Krishna, one who sings the, hears the glories of Krishna, one who is remembering the glories of Krishna, then Prabhupada says, if you can't do all these things, for this your mind is not fixed, ikshanam, Prabhupada says, that is why DT is there. Like some devotees, they stand, whenever the temple is open, some devotees, group of devotees are there. They stand and stare at Krishna. Sometimes we get irritated, public is there. But actually, how much devotion they must be having to stand there and look at the Lord. Prabhupada says, if you can't do anything, come to the temple and just see and look at Krishna. Look at Krishna. How beautiful Krishna is, how beautiful Radharani is dressed, what a nice dress. Prabhupada says, everything, in the deity, for deity worship, no third class items, everything first class. Altar should be first class, dresses should be first class, jewelry should be first class, the food offered should be first class, nothing. The seating arrangement should be first class, Prabhupada is saying. Because deity worship is so important. That if you can't do anything, just come and look at Krishna and see, appreciate, how beautiful Krishna is, how smiling Krishna is, like that. Just simply do this, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said that. You don't even have to do aarti. Just look at Krishna. If somebody is doing aarti, somebody is dressing the Lord very nicely, you just come and appreciate, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is saying, bus, it's enough. Like that. Very beautiful lectures. Queen Kunti's prayers, everybody should hear again and again, like that. So once Srila Prabhupada, he was in one city, and that time Rukmini Dwarkadish, they are the most beautiful deities, and Prabhupada was staying there personally and set up the standard, and he trained Tamalakrishna Maharaj and all the devotees how to worship and all, how to dress, everything Prabhupada, personally, trained, how to stitch the cloth and everything, how to make garlands, everything very fantastic, highest standard of worship they were having at that time. Once they sent a very beautiful picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish, by post, they made a frame, very nice frame, and they sent to Prabhupada. And the Prabhupada opened that. You know? So one of the devotees, then there was a discussion that one devotee's brother, he became a Christian and he was criticizing, you know, our deity worship. What is this? You know, Hindus, they worship, you know, some stone. There is that, you know, they offer food to the stone, like that. So they were saying that. So Prabhupada opened that, then at the time that it came, and then Prabhupada opened, and looking at very staringly and lovingly at the picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish, let these rascals go to hell, or let them say whatever they want. We have got the most beautiful God. You know, like that. So it is like, so we have got the most beautiful Krishna that Prabhupada gave. Another time, they were saying, Prabhupada, these Christians are saying that after this birth, you know, either you go to heaven or you are eternally condemned. Oh, Prabhupada says, sometimes it happens, some devotees, some souls are like that. But anyway, thank God, our God is not unkind God. You know, Prabhupada says, how, you know, no chance, no second chance. Once you committed sins and go to hell, you are eternally condemned. No, Prabhupada said, no. Our God is very kind God. Our God is not very unkind God. Our kind is like that. So our God is very kind and our God is, you know, very beautiful. Right? So why should we bother? Once, Bhimsen, like Arjuna, he went to Gandharva Loka, you know, he learnt music from Chitrarath, you know, Chitrasena, Gandharva, and he is expert in dancing and singing. So Arjuna in general is very famous. Even Draupadi also used to love Arjuna more than her other husbands, because he would very dance nicely, he would sing very nicely, and all good, very handsome, Krishna's dear friend and all that. So Bhimsen thought, you know, all the accolades he is only getting, I should also get some, you know, appreciation. So he wanted to learn music. So he called one music teacher and then he started learning Sarigama Padanisa. Right? So that too in the middle of the some reception, main area of, you know, palace. So everybody is getting disturbed, but Arjuna and Sahadev, Nakula and all, they are younger brothers, they can't tell. Yudhishthira Maharaj is sadhu, he can't tell. Only one is left out. Who is that? Draupadi, right? Only wife can say, hey, listen. Sun rahe ho? Right? Oh, udhari chup rahega. Wife ke saamne. So they went and told Draupadi, you know, do something. So Draupadi went and told him, she cannot tell, you know, you are like that. So, you know, this is not the place, you know, you learn music. You know, you go somewhere else, you know, where you are alone and all. Like that. So he went to the hill of the mountain and he started learning music. So meanwhile, one barber came running. Then he wanted to tell something, and when he saw Bhimsen, he became very frightened. And so Bhimsen called him. He said, what are you? You wanted to say something? No, if I tell you, you know, you will kill me. So no, Bhimsen said, no, I am giving you assurance. I will not do anything to you. No, you just tell. So you know what? Actually, I lost my donkey ass, you know, a few days back. When I heard some sound, I thought my donkey was singing. But actually, when I came here, it was you, you know. Like in Andhra, they say, you know, gada jaisa ga rahe ho. Right? Then he understood, you know, my music, I am not meant for music. Sometimes, you know, some devotees, they sing, you know. I would like to ask, what do you take to stop singing? Right? If they want some rasagulla or something, I'll give, you know. They're so horrible. So we should know, you know, everybody cannot sing. So, like that. So one day, there was some emergency, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, he told Bhimsen, you go to Dwaraka and get Krishna. Bring him immediately. I want to consult something with him. So Bhimsen is Vrikodara. You know, he said, let me take breakfast. You know, let me take breakfast and go. So he had 100 idlis and 200 parathas and all that stuff, and one drum of sweet rice, right? He would drink like that only. One drum of sweet rice. So, okay, I'll go. Let me take a small nap, cat's nap, and go. So you were thinking. So after eating so much, if you fall on the bed, you will fall asleep. He fell asleep. Then what happened? Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Bhimsen. Sir, what happened? You brought Krishna? Because like that. So he didn't go only to Dwarka. Like that. Then he said, you are a rascal and you are all the time eating this, that. You don't do any service properly. Then he chastised him. So Bhimsen was very morose. Said, what is this? Then he prayed to Krishna. My dear Krishna, please save me from this trouble. Like that, he started crying. My dear Krishna, Dwarkadish, please save me. Only Draupadi is dear to you? When Draupadi was doing, Vastrapahan was happening, Draupadi prayed, oh Govinda, Gopala, Dwarkadish, save me, Rakshakaro. Then he immediately came running. Only for Draupadi you will come? You will not come for me? Like that, he started crying. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj called Bhimsen. So, when he entered the room, then he was fearing, right? Sometimes, yesterday I called one day, hey, come here with me. And I said, go and get some prasad. Oh my God, I thought something happened, I said, galti kiya to darne ka. Sometimes when temple president or somebody calls, hey, Ramrup, come, then you will know somebody will complain or what. Kuch lafda pakda gaya, right? You'll be afraid. So again, what, some pasting I will get or what? Like that. He went. So when he went, he saw, to his surprise, Krishna was sitting there. Krishna was sitting there. Said, Are Bhim, why you tell that Krishna, you brought Dwarkadish, unnecessarily I chastised you. Bhim said, Are, I never went, he was thinking what happened. Later on Krishna told Bhim saying, that raga, sarigama padanisa that you are learning that time, I don't like it so much. But the raga with which you cried for me, this raga I like. So one should cry, the way, like that, you should, to get me, one should cry like you cried, like that. Then everybody will get me, like that. So like this, the purport of this verse is that, Janmaishwari Shuta Shribir, Yedamana Madhakumar, Naivarat Avadatumvai, Vama Kinchana Gocharam. My Avadatumvai, my dear Krishna, those who are born in rich families, those who are very beautiful, those who are scholarly, and those who are educated, they cannot chant your names feelingly, right? That is why give me more and more distress so that I can feelingly call for you. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Anybody has any questions? Okay, Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.